This storm will pass, and when it does, if you are still standing, you will be stronger for it. Don't quit. You are already hurting. Why stop now? You have already come this far. Why give in when it gets hard? Why? Don't say, why me? Say, try me. You want the hard times. You want the pain. You want resistance. Because if there is resistance, you are growing, you are developing. Stop wishing it was easier. Wish you were better. If you think you are the only guy doing an extra hour after practice, you are wrong. When you are doing an extra hour, there is a guy doing an extra 2 hours on the other side of the world. Think beyond your team. Your competition isn't the guy in the gym. Your competition is in Japan, Spain, Russia. Your competition isn't always in front of you. It is easy to be a big fish in a small pond. It is time to think outside of your circle and compete with the best of the best. Compete with the guys who are getting more work than you. You can convince yourself you work hard when you compare yourself to someone in class or someone on the team or your brother or your sister. But how does your work ethic look when you compare yourself to a Kobe Bryant or a Michael Jordan? Don't stop because of failures. Don't quit because it is getting hard. Success comes at a price, and you must be willing to pay it.
I think you just have to toughen up, plain and simple. I think that's like, just, like first of all, you have to tell yourself it's like, it's hard in the beginning and you have to just fight through it because that's, what else are you gonna do? Like, if you keep crying, keep complaining about things not happening to you, then you're not using that time to actually make the small things happen. Because everything starts off small. There's no like A to C. You have to go to B first. Everything starts small. It's like, you have to be grateful for what you can get, plain and simple. Like, be grateful for what you have, because that's, like, we're lucky to even be here. Being grateful and being present, the power of being present and like, really, really being beholden to that, the gratitude of what you have. People see the 30%. They don't see the 70% of not making it or not getting what you want. You say what you're gonna do, do what you're gonna say. The problem with social media right now is that you're comparing yourself to people that have like this large success and you're like, I wanna play there. But you first have to go with what you have in front of you and make that meaningful. And that's why I always say, like, when I'm performing, I'm trying to be as present as I can. And I don't wanna think about anyone outside of these four walls. I really wanna think about everyone here, and whether it's like a smaller show, a bigger show, like, these people are here for me and I'm here for them, and that's all that matters. And you do that enough times, it's like, in the end, it will grow without you even realizing it. And if it doesn't, if you're just happy with those people, then it's okay. You know, like, that's all, that's like purpose. Like, at the end of the day, you know, it's like, if it's meaningful to you, it doesn't matter how many more people there are.
I think people really need to find their passion. Working hard can't be the purpose of our lives. And it can be something you would do when you love it, but it actually creates a lot of stress. And at the end of the day, when you really look at your life and facing death in maybe measured in hundreds of days, as I once did, I felt working hard was not on my priority list at all. If anything, I regretted working too hard. It's just reversing the priority, because family isn't going to take all of your time. If one just puts that at a higher priority, I think the number of hours at work, maybe 20% less, it's not down dramatically, but now I feel much more gratifying that every day I feel like my life is more meaningful. People's values are what they are. As much as I have come out and realized my life can't be just about work, there are many who will not have that death-driven epiphany, so they won't realize it. And so it is important for them to find a new beginning. all the kids should be encouraged to really do what they love. It's really important for us not to let the current prejudices or beliefs on these are the good jobs, doctors, lawyers, engineers, these are the good jobs. Well, many of these jobs will be gone too. Within each area, certain jobs will open up, certain jobs will close down. You got to work hard at it, right? I think that's going to have a higher bar than ever before. So that self-motivation, I think, needs to be there. Also, I think you got to be doing something you love to do. I don't think anyone can be amazing unless they're doing what they love. Those two are really combined. You know, I think there was a book by Malcolm Gladwell where he talked about the 10,000 hour rule, and that really continues to be true. So it's got to be that 10,000 hours plus something you're deeply passionate about. You got to have an open mind. I think if you start with a prejudice that Chinese companies are just copycats or Silicon Valley people just don't work hard, then I think you have blinders on and don't look at the whole picture. And I think another important thing is meet a lot of people who are smarter than you and ask them questions and pay attention and follow up and validate and check the things that you learn. If you feel the whole world can be your teacher, and you're learning, asking questions, keeping an open mind, that I think probably is what I have done.
Be brave, because no one remembers a coward. Be brave, be bold, be courageous, take risks, take chances, take opportunities. Grab life with both hands. Take the bull by the horns and live. We all know that we have one chance at life, so why not say, I'm all in? Why not risk everything to live the life you are capable of? The world wants the best version of you. The world wants to see what you are capable of, and it wants to see what impact you can make on the world. So why are you denying the world of your gifts and talents? Why are you hiding in the shadows of other great people? You just need to decide. Decide to step up to the plate. Decide to step out of the shadow. Decide to let go of the fear you have. Decide to be great because you are capable.
Either somebody is in the midst of adversity, or just came out of adversity, or it won't be long before they head into adversity. So you need to be prepared either way. And so we all go through adversity, opposition. I think that's the thing that makes us all in common as people, right? No matter if you're from London, Atlanta, Florida, California, New York, like we're all going to go through something at some point or phase in our life, right? And as cliche as it sounds, when the quote says, it's never about what happens to you, it's about how you respond to it. That's very true, right? But in the same sense, I think what's most important is when we go through something, what's the perspective that we have of it, right? Because for most people, when you go through something, the person's natural perspective is, okay, what did I lose, right? What happened to me? Like, I took a loss, right? People never look at it and say, okay, man, tell me what did you gain, right? Even though I know it hurt, you didn't want to go through it, but look at it in a way to where you can say, what's the lesson in this, right? What would you say life is trying to teach you from dealing with this? And so when I went through it, my perspective was, okay, what can I extract from it to apply to other areas and aspects of my life that I feel can help other people? And I firmly believe the quicker you can shift your perspective from yourself to others when you're in the midst of adversity, the quicker you'll get through it, right? Martin Luther King has a quote that says, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing to help other people? I'm not telling you not to say, man, I'm going through this and it's hard. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you go through it, look at it, step back from the picture and say, okay, I'm dealing with this. 9 out of 10 times, it's somebody else that's either dealt with it or they're going to deal with something similar to this. And if I deal with it in the right way, I can use it to add value to lives of other people. This too shall pass, right? And the reason I would say that is, like I said, I champion adversity, right? We know what to do when things go right. But the next time it gets tough, the next time you question your purpose, the next time you question your existence, your mission, if you're supposed to be doing what you're doing, and it gets tough and challenging, just whisper to yourself, this too shall pass. This too shall pass.